Dreamscape presents The Rachel Experiment by Lisa Lin. Narrated by Kat Riley. Chapter 1. The meeting had been going so well. Generally speaking, as a financial analyst with Kirkland, Young & Sloan, one of the nation's biggest wealth management firms, Rachel Bai's days consisted of collecting data and researching, making recommendations, and presenting her findings at meetings. However, most of her time was spent working alone, which was her preference. And frankly, it was probably better for all involved. Today was not her lucky day.
"Well, thanks for meeting with me,"
Tricia Watkins said with a grateful smile. The new liaison from the New York City Fire Pension Fund, one of her major clients, Tricia had suggested they grab a quick lunch to get to know each other. So now they were seated at Townsend Bistro, where she was eating a delicious Cajun salmon salad at Trisha's recommendation and drinking mineral water. Expensive, brand name mineral water. Rachel had agreed reluctantly because she was always afraid she'd do or say something socially awkward to make it all go to hell. Today was no exception.
"I should be the one thanking you. You're the one who paid, after all," Rachel pointed out reasonably.
Then she paused.
"So, thank you."
"My pleasure,"
Tricia assured her. Tricia was exactly the type of person who intimidated her and made her nervous. Her lunch companion carried herself like she was born to wear her tailored blazer, blouse, pencil skirt, and high pumps, while Rachel was wearing flats and an off-the-rack generic suit from Ann Taylor. Tricia was the epitome of calm, polished, and poised. Someone who was confident, and wouldn't be thrown by a simple conversation over lunch because of course she'd know what to do and what to say. Unlike Rachel.
"I'm looking forward to getting to know you better as we continue working together. Here's hoping for a long and productive relationship," the other woman continued.
Rachel frowned as a boulder settled in the pit of her stomach. More lunches? More interactions? More opportunities to show how inept she was at this sort of thing?
"Hopefully we'll both be too busy for all that."
Seeing the look on Trisha's face, Rachel scrambled to backtrack.
"I mean, assuming the projections and investments work out, more work and more money for all of us. The important thing is the firefighters are happy. Win-win, right?"
she added desperately.
"Definitely."
Trisha got up from the table, though her smile had cooled several degrees and was wary now. Rachel groaned inwardly. She had screwed up again, even though she hadn't meant to.
"Anyway, I will get this paperwork to you as soon as possible."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?